biggest scene in the whole movie.
Sorry, I just hit record because we need to, because this is my last tangent on the Halloween movie. But the most violent kill of the whole movie was on this one gay nigga in the movie. And it actually got think pieces written about it because they were like, yo, we get it. But is Michael Myers homophobic?
I remember that.
They were like, this nigga was, he really, bro. They were like, he, and like, as before this nigga enters the room, like, say, like, his man's watching him about to go in the room. Michael Myers rushes out that bitch, grabs that nigga by the skull, lifts him up in the air, pops his eyes out, and then stabs him like 6 times in the armpit into the heart, and then chucks that nigga's body, and then is gone.
Are they gonna explain what the fuck he is then? If he could just take gunshots and stab wounds like this, like,
I told you,
he really is a zombie. Oh, sped shrink. Okay. Give him Teflon skin and fucking sped strength. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, bro, Teflon Don. I mean, we'll see.
Bro, I'm not even joining this group. If I know all this information about niggas who try to fight him and how they went out, I'm just moving. I'm not even going to be in the same vicinity as this nigga. Like,
if I know who Michael Myers is, right? I live in that town. And I know there's a 6'7" super strong special ed nigga that likes to murder people.
When does the military get involved? That's my question.
Exactly. And he's so proficient at killing that every single cop that's ever gone after him has gotten murked. He's like killed 30 people. Easy. And I don't even live in that town anymore. And every single time that we hear, oh yeah, Michael Myers is on the loose, it's a blood path to his house. One, I don't live on that street anymore. If I do, two, if I am living in that town, the second I hear Michael Myers is out, I'm leaving. I am leaving. I am gone, evacuating, hitting the jets.
And someone had the balls to live there? Like, are you stupid? They just knew, no one told them. Like, that's fucked
up. They were like, nah, we got
this shit. They moved in and everyone's looking at them like, oh shit.
They
knew.
They were just like, nah, we got this house for the low.
The neighbors should have told, like, but who would even be a neighbor to a house like that? I wouldn't even live next to that shit. I would live nowhere near it.
Nah, I'm gonna turn my house if I absolutely cannot move, I'm gonna turn my house into a damn like Mr. and Mrs. Smith type of house. I'm gonna have hand grenades underneath the couch. I'm gonna have shotguns in the fucking coat rack.
Apartments all over the place.
Yeah, just hitting guns, knives, and bombs.
If you have to live like you're John Wick, I don't want to live in that area. I don't want to have to do this.
I was at a nigga's house, like, for work.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude basically said that that's how his house was set up. He was like, you've walked by, like, 7 guns already. You don't even know it.
The fuck is this nigga waiting for? What is he expecting?
He's a retired state trooper.
That's
he's
it. He's, like, okay.
Probably in his 50s.
Okay, that was it. As soon as you said state trooper, I was like, my first question was, how old is he?
How old was he?
He was in his 50s, for sure.
Was he white or black dude?
He was an older black dude.
Okay. Really? Okay. Yeah. That is surprising.
Yeah. But it was in Connecticut, though. The niggas in Connecticut are different.
They are. It's the Florida of New England.
Yeah.
They're really not happy about gun laws either. Like, if you talk to any, like, but then again, most gun owners aren't. That's because they're like, they always are itching to use that shit. Everyone wants to be John Wick.
It really alarms me. Like, why do you want to pull a trigger so bad? To do what exactly? You just want to kill something? You just want to shoot, like, or just want to shoot something?
Yeah. I my giga brain take on this is like modernity has emasculated them in some way. And the only way they think that they can reclaim their masculinity is to actually plug someone.
You know, it would be more. Well, I don't know. I would think it would be cooler. Instead of just shooting guns, nigga, pick up archery. Do that shit.
Turn into, I'm guessing you just watched Hawkeye. Is that what you're trying to tell?
I've been watching that, but I'm just saying, shit, do that instead.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, though. Or, I mean, if you're really trying to reclaim your masculinity, just let your wife peg you. Come on, man. Who are you scared of?
We can end the episode right
here. is he wrong, though? Like, he really ain't wrong.
Yeah, just let her, yeah, I mean.
Ladies, if you've been wondering why he's been acting up, that's why. He's just.
He's begging for it.
He doesn't want to ask you directly. He's just, you know.
You just got to go in there when he's unsuspecting and just tongue punch his fart box, and then it'll all, and then just see where we go from there. That's all.
Oh, that's fuck. That's a combination of words I'd never want to hear in my fucking life. What the fuck?
Welcome to the show.
Hey, yeah, perfect. Not here to be right.
Not here to be right, yo.
You know the vibes. I'm Richard. We got Brandon. We got Trey. When these niggas recover.
Shit.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if I can endorse this message.
Oh, you don't have to. You don't have to. But, you know, I'm just encouraging, you know, people to explore their sexualities. I don't know.
Before I forget.
Yep.
Shout out all our niggas in Germany. Mm-hmm. You've been listening to the pod for whatever reason. I don't know how you found it. You understand? I'm assuming you're probably in the military trying to work on your charger. But we fuck with you.
Yeah, no, I just hope you thought about it before you wifed her up, nigga, because you know. Just think about it. It probably won't work out in the long run, but hey, as long as you're happy.
Yeah, just know upstairs I'm going hard. Bing bong. Nah. God damn it. Don't bring up the military. I don't like to make fun of them, but them niggas really got the shortest of sticks in life. But shit.
No, all by choice, though. It's not like there's a draft anymore.
Exactly. No, there isn't. But like, I mean,
most of them niggas didn't have any idea what they were going to do after high school. They just like, you know what? Might as well fuck it.
Yeah.
And no disrespect, you know, but I know too many of them to not say that.
All disrespect.
You yeah, guys, I don't know why I said that.
You guys, I mean, it's just
it's a habit. Like,
it's what we've been conditioned to say.
Yeah.
Getting married, it really is, but what we're going to now segue into talking about, because I don't want to turn this into slander, talk about the military for too long.
So Mulatto recently. No, I'm playing.
No. So she still got me blocked. I can't. deservedly so. Like, I don't blame her at all.
It's a big Lotto now. It's not Mulatto.
I know. It's just whatever. Not going to talk about it.
Like, she won one of those fucking competition shows. Like when she was a kid,
like America's Got Talent, or like,
yeah, but like she was on Jermaine Dupri had a show and she was on that and she won.
Really, she won?
Yeah,
I never heard of this.
I only know that because of the Rory Amal fucking podcast. They interviewed Jermaine Dupri and Bow Wow and he talked about it.
So we have that nigga to blame. All right, I know the source. All right,
she's on that shit when she was like 12.
Yikes.
Let me think. This is the thing about us being old and shit now is I'm like, damn, all right, so she was 12, so that was what? I'm trying to think, like, maybe 08 or something. Like, nah.
I think we might have been in high school when that shit was on, because I vaguely remember that show.
I don't remember any show with Jermaine Dupri on it.
I'm sure he was just producing it, you know? He probably wasn't.
My memories are him are in, like, 6, 7 XTs. And that was my younger years.
Man.
Yeah, but let's talk about some good TV, I guess. Now let's talk about Cowboy Bebop, guys. For anyone that's keeping up with us, we are now up to episode 10. And 10 episodes in, what are our thoughts, feelings, opinions, takes?
I'm waiting for the shit to get good, and I know you guys say that it gets better. Oh, on 11 and 12. Which I haven't got to yet. Life gets in the way sometimes. But I'm just waiting for continuity. I don't, maybe that's just what I'm accustomed to, what I'm programmed for. Mm-hmm. It's just to have a continuous storyline, a base storyline. I can get behind all the, you know, side adventures and shit, introducing new characters and all that, which is cool because they have introduced a lot of new characters that I fuck with, but I never see them again. So mm-hmm. I can't even get attached to that shit. So I'm just waiting for some type of continuity.
I feel you. I feel like I'm having the opposite. Like, the more I watch, the more I like the show, and the loose structure of it, I like. I know most shows nowadays are like these tightly packed, written shit, like Attack on Titan, where you get rewarded for paying attention to every detail. Cowboy Bebop, you watch that shit, the episode is its own thing. It's not gonna tie into something down the road, unless it, you know, unless Vengeance shows up, or wait, that's not Vicious. His name is Vicious. Unless Vicious is in the episode, then you know shit is about to go down, and we get some continuity or something. If Vicious is in the episode, it's probably just a one-off adventure. However, some of those episodes are so fucking good. Like, I think
with I will give you that. You're right.
Episode 9, the one with this nigga who wanted to be Spike's apprentice. I cannot remember his name. It was on Venus. He stole like a rare plant that was going to cure his sister's blindness. Easily my favorite episode up until this point. I know I said episode 5 what Vicious was, but I really like that one a lot.
That was good, yeah.
It also is the source of one of the most famous Cowboy Bebop memes I've ever seen, where Faye kicks in the door and those two niggas having sex, and then runs up in and puts a gun in the mouth. and they just dub over Riley Freeman's voice going,
it's real gay, my nigga.
That's real gay, my nigga. Yeah.
She has a lot of moments like that. Now I'm thinking about it. The first one, she got introduced with the guns, was shooting out the store at everybody. Yeah. That was one. And then that. So she has a couple memeable moments.
That's TikTok, bro. That's all. That's all it is, man.
But I kind of, I feel like Brandon, like I'm kind of waiting for it to get good. I don't know. It's like, I like the individual episodes, but as a part of a show, I want a little bit more continuity. But I mean, I don't know. I fuck with the characters.
It's a good show. Like the show, the episodes are good. I'm not going to say the episode. If the episodes were dog shit, I'd be talking a lot more shit about this show, but it's good. It's just, that's just what I look for.
I know shows. What you mean. Yeah. It's like, and that's fair. I don't know. I enjoy the aimlessness of it.
And like I said, like, it's a cool show to watch when you know, if you don't need to really pay full attention and shit, just watch it for what it is. It's great. But I'm looking into it for something more, which I'm hoping there's something there. If it's getting all this GOAT appreciation and being brought up in those conversations.
One of the other things, too, I do appreciate and that I always keep in mind when I'm watching the show is all that shit is hand-drawn, too.
That is true. They be boxing on here better than some shows that are out right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing I appreciate about it. It's just it's very clean looking.
Very clean.
The animation, everything about it. So I can really appreciate its form. But any favorite episodes, moments up until this point, guys? Anything at all?
Definitely Vicious. Whatever episode that was. 6?
That was episode 5, bro.
It's 5.
I think
that one was one of my favorites. Yeah, that's still up there. There's a lot of cool seconds though.
Yeah. This is a personal. I hate Ed. Ed sucks. Mm-hmm. I will never like Ed. I don't care. Any moment they're on screen, I'm just tuned out. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Ed sucks. Episode 10 was all about Jet. I like that episode too. Where he just, I don't know if that was his ex that was like running around with a bounty hunter. It was kind of, I don't know, maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention, but I just thought that show was a good episode.
It was his ex.
Mm-hmm. That was just another good episode.
Yeah.
Nigga was just... And I love that he just walked down on her. He didn't even draw no pistol or nothing. And it is...
It means he has a fucking robotic arm. He's like the Winter Soldier. He could just pull that shit out, block a gunshot, maybe.
Yeah. You know what I realized? I think the show, each standalone episode is a focus on a different member of the crew for the most part. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of helps you to make them like them more. Like episode 5 was what the fuck is his name? The Cowboy Bebop. Jet? No.
Spike?
Spike, thank you.
Nigga, these are the easiest names.
I know. They're sometimes too easy. Except for Jet Black. I'll never forget his name. The live-action Cowboy Bebop decided to make him black because his name is
It made Jet sense.
Black. It doesn't.
It fit. He looks like a nigga on the show. To me, at least, like a mocha, like a, I don't know.
Nigga said he looks Moroccan.
He has some complexion, but he's got like a white voice in my mind.
Yeah. However,
I know that voice though, and it's a black dude, ain't it?
I don't know. We'll have to look it up later.
Same voice.
You can hear the voice on the live action though.
Oh yeah, that yeah.
It's the guy.
He did a good job trying to match that voice. It was a good attempt.
I
only watched one episode of it though, so I don't know anything else.
The live action one,
yeah.
Let's go. We gotta, it is a nigga's voice.
yeah, because he did the Kazekage and
He did.
Yeah.
And Naruto. Yep. You're 100% right.
But and he was in ReZero as that big first couple episodes. The nigga who owns the bar. They got killed and shit.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah. Okay. That's funny.
Very recognizable voice.
Yeah, no, I like his voice a lot. But now that you've seen the first episode of the show, I'm glad you did. So that shit with Julia, what did you think when you first saw that? The girl that Vicious was with at the end of the episode. Anything at all? So when me and Trey watched that, I immediately looked at him and was like, I feel like we shouldn't have seen that. I feel like that was wrong. And I went and talked to Chris about it because Chris loves Cowboy Bebop. He's seen it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, they showed that in the first episode. That's like a final 2 or 3 reveal that she's alive.
Oh, shit.
The show, the adaptation is ass.
Yeah, they went way out of order. Like the first episode, crazy. It was like episode 3 in the regular anime.
Bro, okay, so yeah, that's the other thing. Because I'm not gonna lie to you. I watched up the episode 3 of the live action because I like bad TV sometimes.
The production is good. And I'll give them credit for the production.
Quality production. You did the best that you could for a live action show.
You did the best you could.
Everything looks right. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll give you. That's about it. Because it's just off. Like the casino scene is supposed to be that convenience store scene where Spike has his headphones in and he beats up everyone in the convenience store. But like, it don't work the same because
it doesn't.
You took an elevator down to that floor. You didn't casually walk in there and just like,
I think they were really trying to like set the tone with a kick-ass scene, even though it kind of fucked up the whole pacing of the whole story.
I'm not gonna lie to you, the live action is more cartoonish than the cartoon.
Yeah, for this a cartoon, this is very serious. Like niggas be like taking this shit a lot more seriously.
We have a nigga Vicious who fights with a sword against niggas who use guns, and it works, right? In the live action, Spike walks into a casino room. He's got 8 niggas with guns pointed at him. And he is able to throw up a quarter and bicycle kick that shit into a nigga's forehead without getting aired out. That's how I'm like, okay. Suspension of disbelief on. This is a cartoon. No, everyone has plot armor until they don't need it anymore.
Yep, this is a Fast and Furious movie. So
exactly. It's the same energy. Not only the Fast and Furious movies are better, but same cartoonish. Okay, A lot of plot armor. Superheroes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. But
I feel like I would like the live action if I never came across the anime.
Probably.
I could see that.
The other thing, though, that's
the more you don't know, the better the experience would be.
Yeah.
The wrong thing about that sentence is, besides Cowboy Bebop fans, who do you think is watching that?
Right.
Yeah. And then if you're not a Cowboy Bebop fan and you watch that, you would think it's the worst anime you've ever fucking seen. It's like, but I'm just excited to watch more for Brandon and all of us to be up to episode 13 because I watched up to that point. But
yeah, my bad. I was too busy watching the Cowboys lose. Shout out to the Cowboys for losing. One and done.
Fucking
scum.
How about them fucking Cowboys?
My Eagles got spanked, so I can't talk too much.
I
know shit.
They also got done. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Someone else was going to say it, so I'll be the first to say it.
They also got smoked, too. So
I didn't even expect my team to make it that far, so I could care less.
I mean,
Cowboys were predicted to win the Super Bowl, so eat a dick. Nigga, everyone in a couple block radius was all groaning and moaning at the same time, and I was just laughing my ass off. It was great.
Yeah. I get it, though. It happens. But no one's happy. I mean, Eagle fan, Patriot fan.
It's just a football game.
Exactly.
Life moves on.
Speaking of moving on, let's talk about Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse. So moving forward, just as a heads up to everybody, we didn't realize this going in. There's no way we could. But like the Spider-Verse mainline issues are just a bunch of fucking short stories about different Spider-Men in different dimensions. And though they are cute.
Every one, I'm like, how many fucking Spider-Men are there?
Bro, it's a multiverse. Infinite versions of Spider-Man.
Well, how many are we going to cover? I can get that. We could just say that. But, like, how many are we going to keep introducing?
Is multiverse. Like, there's not, they don't really talk about, you know, a bunch of different Hawkeyes.
Bunch of
different Iron Man.
That would be badass, actually.
Okay, guys, you got to relax. None of them are popular enough to get their own Hawkeye
verse. I know.
You know who got their own spinoff verse? Venom. The Venomverse is a thing. Enter the Venomverse.
He got one before
fucking anyone else. So,
well, any of y'all saw the most recent Venom movie, Let There Be Carnage?
No, I didn't. I heard it was really bad, though.
It was very bad. Yeah, it was a pretty mid at best.
Shame, because the first one is bad, but a good bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm like, this one looked like it had more. They had more like money put towards it. They might really get their shit off. Nah, it was still bad.
Which is a shame because Venom, Eddie Brock is our first polyamorous superhero.
Mm-hmm.
He is in a relationship with what is her name? The main girl's name. It doesn't matter. He has his girlfriend, but then he's also in a relationship with the symbiote. Because him and the symbiote are both two separate beings.
Bro, you talk about one-liners, nigga. Mm-hmm. That symbiote. Just so many one-liners.
What I call a bad hair day.
He literally gets out of his body and goes to a gay club.
Mm-hmm. I heard about that scene.
We really spend like a good fraction of a movie, like a good scene and a half in a gay club and him just pouring his heart out about his feelings and shit. And I'm like, what are we doing here? What is this?
Gotta get a laughs in, bro.
Like, I think this was just an excuse for y'all just to show your CGI skills. I'm like, oh, look how cool we make Venom look, even though he's doing dumb shit. Like, look at it.
I'm actually pretty certain that's it. But yeah. I'll be honest, though, some of the side stories are cute, like Spider-Punk. That was, I thought, a cool story. Where Spider-Man and Spider-Antifa, I don't know, they're fighting the cops who are like super powered by Venom symbiotes, which is cool, and they have to use rock and roll to disrupt the symbiote and then beat up the cops underneath. So just thought that one was a cool one. Any others that stood out to you or personally?
Not in particular, no.
Okay. Well, of the actual mainline issues of Spider-Man, what do you call it? Like the actual event with the inheritors eating these niggas and shit. I am liking the story though. Like, I don't know. All the different versions of Spider-Man, these inheritors just be showing up and putting niggas in backwoods.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Spider-Man fan, like, just in general. So I'm loving this. I love that there's so many different ones.
My favorite moment is when it's at the end of like the Amazing Spider-Man number 10, when Peter Parker runs into Dr. Octopus Peter Parker. So Spider-Man loses his body to Dr. Octopus in some nonsense. He like had cancer, so he put his mind in Peter Parker's body and kill Peter Parker. But it doesn't take, and Peter Parker gets his body back, and Dr. Octopus dies. But Dr. Octopus is Spider-Man for like 30 plus issues. But he just they meet each other through multiverse shenanigans, and I just thought it was cool because I liked when Dr. Octopus was Peter Parker.
That's a wild story, actually.
I'll set this out. It says we're about to run out of time on the top.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Then we're gonna have to speed pod. I don't know. Niggas must have forgot to pay the damn Zoom bill.
We really need to like cover Attack on Titan and Demon Slayer.
We do. I feel like we should just make those
our next. Shits are like popping right now, and we ain't even talking about them.
I know, but Trey, you got to catch up.
I can watch the new season.
Do it. I mean,
for Demon Slayer, there's really only one season to get caught up on, and actually, shit, now is it? And then the movie, which.
You don't even have to watch the movie because remember, it's the first
season. You don't even have to watch that.
Don't watch the movie. It's the second season. So I think we should definitely try to weave that in. Trey, just watch the most recent season. There's only 14 episodes out. And then if you want to go back and watch an earlier season, you can. But yeah, to be honest, the most popping shit that happens in the first season is like the second half of the season, in my opinion.
The second season is a lot better than the first season. I didn't think that was possible.
If we do talk about it, I'm a manga reader on this one. I'm going to be very upfront with this, guys. I know everything that's going to happen. I know how this manga ends. I will try not to confirm or deny anything.
Because I will be asking anyway.
I know. And I'm going to be as obscure about it as possible.
You have been good at doing that, because when I thought I saw, well, I did see when I was watching Naruto Shippuden, the meme of a guy sensei in a wheelchair, and I looked away because I didn't want to really look into it, and I questioned you for like a good, I don't even know how long I was questioning you, but I was like, yo, if Rock Lee fucking is paralyzed, just tell me now, and I'm done with this shit. Like, I'm not watching this no more.
Yeah, no, I make sure not to let any important, like, if you know something already, then yeah, I'll talk to you about it. But like, I don't like giving out spoilers. Yeah. I like my friends and people experiencing anime completely devoid of my own opinion, and I'll just tell them, just talk to me when you get there.
It's great.
Yeah. But damn, any oh fuck, what was I gonna say? So Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer, Trey, Attack on Titan's another one you gotta watch, but
it's so fire, it's so heat.
You got
so 6 or 7 of the first season.
Oh shit! So then, what did you think about the first 5 episodes?
I liked it off the bat because I'm like the visual. Like when I'm watching anime, I really get caught up in the visuals.
Yeah, the art is nuts.
And that one, obviously, it looks crazy. So I fuck with it. And I like that it got kind of like it got into the action quick. Like I didn't expect the Titans to break down the walls as quick as they did. I thought
really the first episode boom building.
Yeah.
niggas ate moms like a fucking pack of gushers.
I haven't talked about them in the cabinet.
Niggas found a pack of gushers underneath the couch and was like, oh shit, these shits ain't even open.
You're fucking sick. I haven't talked about Mom Dude since that.
Hey man.
Aaron's fucking rage is crazy.
It is.
He's so angry.
He is. He could,
again. Are you watching it subbed or dubbed?
I gotta think about what those mean.
Sub. Oh, so you're reading it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sick.
No, okay. They mean, but every time I hear it together, I'm like, wait a minute.
Because yeah. If you watch a dub, nigga, the voice actor who does him is annoying as fuck. That nigga just really? Screams so yeah,
it's,
much.
It's yeah, that Japanese nigga be losing his voice between seasons. I swear to God, that nigga be like, there's a couple moments where like he's screaming his heart out. Like, I don't know. I can't spoil shit for you since you're watching it. But one thing I want to hear is like, so episode 5. Is infamous for being the episode where the attack the Colossal shows back up and mm-hmm. Aaron and his crew pull up and get fucking rolled.
Yeah. I watched that the other day.
What was like your reaction? Were you like, what the fuck? Like, because when I watched that shit, I was like, yeah. Bert, Arnie, Michelle, yeah, you all got rolled. I expected that, to be honest. I didn't know who you were. I confused one of them guys for Reiner, and I was like, no, wait a second. I like that guy. He was the one who, he like in the training camp, they had a little bit more interaction. So I was like, damn, wait, yeah. I kind of like that dude. But other than that, I was like, damn, everyone got smoked. But when Aaron got eight, it's just like.
That shit threw me off. Cause it's like, it's kind of what you expected to happen because of how they went about it. But I didn't think the show was going to let it happen.
Yeah, it made you think that plot armor doesn't exist for a quick second. It's like, oh, shit, so anyone could get it. Oh, shit. Like,
the show just only gets better from there. It
beautifully explains later as to what Aaron is and what this world is. It just slowly spoon feeds you all this information to understand what the fuck is going on, like how all this shit is even possible.
It's so good.
It's so fucking good.
And just, you know.
And I still stand by Rhaenyra is one of the best written characters in all of. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. His story is so fucking great. I
know. However, Trayvon won't begin.
I'm not going to say more than that.
I know. But the greatness doesn't start like Rhaenyra isn't Rhaenyra, whatever the fuck his pronunciation is. He's not really featured until season
2. Rhaenyra, Rhaenyra, I don't fucking know.
You don't like nobody besides Aaron, Mikasa, and Armin really get shine in season 1. So then you'll learn about the rest of the cast.
A great cast. For real. Yeah.
I mean, who's still alive? I'm going to be honest. A lot of niggas.
When does that matter to still alive? All right. They just trimmed the fat, is all they did.
That's true.
I can't say more than that either. Goddamn.
Yeah. No, there's really, like, you can't. Because you gotta let them experience the story raw. You don't want to imply or
yeah. This is my first time, bro. I'm trying to choose my words.
It's so difficult. it's so difficult. Like, I've again years of conditioning. I fucked up at first too. I remember like old animes that like no one even fucking talks about anymore. Like D Gray Man. I remember I spoiled that shit for my friend one time, and I felt bad. You just, the first time you spoil someone, you're like, damn, I feel like shit. And then you never do it again. But
yeah,
avoid the feeling. That's all I got to say.
I'm trying. I'm just glad he's watching it. Like, but as soon as we're done with this, I'm about to watch that and Demon Slayer because I haven't watched either episodes today.
Demon Slayer, watch that one first. Not going to lie to you.
I'm so excited. I've been waiting all week for this shit.
I'm going to tell you that right now because Attack on Titan is going to Attack on Titan, but Demon Slayer
So I'm assuming Attack on Titan is wild, but not as wild.
I think that you will enjoy Demon Slayer more than Attack on Titan. Or okay. if do that, or watch Attack on Titan and use Demon Slayer as your palate cleanser.
I think I'm going to do, yeah, I was thinking, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but if you're saying that Demon Slayer is better, I'll save that one for last. All
right.
I want to watch Demon Slayer so bad, but I got I got too much other shit on my list. I got to finish.
There's a lot.
Just do those two. They're really good. It's fine.
But I'm still doing Jujutsu Kaisen too. That's my favorite.
How about that? Since you said visually beautiful shows, I'm like, shit, did you finish Jujutsu Kaisen?
I haven't finished it, but I've been savoring that shit. Because when I watch that, that's hands down my favorite anime so far. Right. I love that shit.
We're going to have to continue this conversation in the next episode because I think we just lost the pod recording. Not even lie to you. We got less than a minute. I don't know if we're still on recording. It's cool. That was our show. We're not here to